And now to a different story about the changing face of another historic community. Sapelo Island, just off the coast of Georgia, is home to one of the few remaining Gullah Geechee enclaves. These tight-knit communities in the nation's southeast trace their roots back to slavery times and share a distinct culture and dialect. But now that's being threatened by a changing economy. Surging property taxes could push residents off of Sapelo, even though the island enjoys few public services. There are no paved roads, there's no school, and there's no trash pickup, so some residents are wondering just what they're paying for. Cornelia Walker Bailey was born and raised on Sapelo Island, and she wrote a memoir about her life there called God, Dr. Buzzard, and the Bolito Man, and she's with us now from her home. Cornelia Walker Bailey, thanks so much for joining us.
You're welcome.
Now, you live in Hog Hammock. That's the Gullah Geechee enclave on the island. Could you just tell us a little something about it, that for people who've never been there, about what makes it special?
Well, we pronounce it Hog Hammock. Hammock is, in old dictionaries, are described as a elevated piece of land surrounded by salt marsh or salt water on all sides. A hammock is described as an object strung between two poles or two trees. So we supposed to be living in Hog Hammock.
Okay.
A hammock and not a hammock.
But yes,
over
ma'am.
The years, people start,
duly noted.
Over the years, people start calling it a hammock, and I personally have started going back calling it hammock, and hopefully they'll catch on, just like the word Geechee.
Well, what's it about? Why do you love it so much?
We love it because it's home. We love it because our ancestors, my father, his people, my mother's people, all sacrificed a lot to stay here, and they love it. And so if they love it and my great-great-grandparents love it, then why shouldn't we? We are the descendants of them. So they love it enough to stay. They could have left right after the Civil War and gone someplace else, but they chose to stay here for various reasons. And if you compare Sapelo and its marshes and trees and some of its plants to parts of West Africa, maybe a regressed memory or something that was told to them when they were children, my great-great-great-grandparents, maybe that's the reason, but whatever the reason is, they all love Sapelo, and so do we.
So many people have been there, what, since the 19th century? I see that it says that it was established in 1857.
Yes, but we were here on the island since the 1790s.
Since the 1790s. So,
yes.
So tell me when you first started noticing these big increases in property taxes, how have you been affected?
Well, we all have been affected. You know, your savings are being deleted because you have to go to the bank to write out a cashier check to, you know, from out of your savings to pay the taxes, whereas before that you could have write out a check out of your regular checking account to pay the taxes.
So have the land values increased? Is that why the taxes have increased, or have the authorities raised the tax rate?
They are saying that it has increased because of some of the sales and some of the people here. Some of the descendants have sold property to people who want it for high prices. And, you know, there's always somebody out there who wants something, and if they want something and if they can't afford it, then they're going to buy it. And so that's what has happened. And if you buy an acre of land for $250,000, naturally you're going to build a house to reflect the price that you paid for the land. You're not going to buy an acre of land for $250,000 and then build something on it that's called $50,000.
I understand that the appraised value of your property, and I think, what is it, you have an acre,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yes.
And you have your home there and a small store and a small
mm-hmm.
inn there, right?
Uh-huh.
That
yeah.
the appraised value has gone from $220,285 in 2011 to $327,063
mm-hmm.
last year
yes.
alone. That's a pretty big steep increase in a year.
That's a big steep increase. And then on the tax statement, they'll say things like improvements and so forth. And I'm going, I didn't do no improvements. It's still the same, and we're on a homestead, but they call it a floating homestead. So a floating homestead, I guess they can still, raise your taxes.
What are the authorities telling you about why the tax increases have gone up? You're saying they're saying that the improvements have been made, but you don't believe that. You think it's
yeah.
why, just the reflecting the recent sales? Is that it?
That's what they use it. They use that excuse. There's a house that was bought in one of the former communities, because it used to be five communities on the island when I was growing up. Belmarsh, Lumberland, and Raccoon Bluff, and Shell Hammock. They all have now closed, and we only have Hog Hammock. But There's a house still, there's some private land in some of these areas. There's still bits and pieces of private land owned by descendants. And years ago, one of the descendants who moved away from Savannah, Georgia years ago, sold to this white guy, and he in turn sold a piece to another white guy. And this guy built a three-story house on it. And then he ended up selling it to the guy who owned the Georgia Theater Company. Well, then he died all of a sudden, and he left it to the Boy Scouts of America, one of the chapters here in Georgia, and then they sold it.
Well, what I wanted to ask you is this, that, I mean, you're seeing some of the same things in other really desirable places. I mean, like, there's, like, places like the Hamptons outside of New York, which used to be, you know, potato farms, but, you know, potato farms, and now they're, you know, incredibly wealthy people living there because it's so pretty. And then you're seeing, you know, farms out west and places like that that used to be working ranches, and now you're seeing a lot of celebrities buy there because it's so beautiful. Some people will say that's just the way things are. And some people think rising property values are a good thing, and you'll have more to... leave your descendants. What do you say to that?
It's a bad thing. It's a bad thing according to where you are. You know, I don't care if my land is valued at $10,000. It's the love of the land. I don't care what anybody put in, what they consider an assessed value on my land that my people struggled so hard to buy long time ago after the Civil War. There is no value on it. It is priceless. To us, it's priceless. This is our heritage. This is our birthright. And so we don't put a price on it and said it's worth this and that sort of thing. It's different.
That's Cornelia Walker-Bailey. She joined us from Sapelo Island, Georgia. And it's, help me pronounce it properly, her home in Hog Hummock.
H-U-M-M-O-C-K, Hummock.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you so much for speaking with us.
You're welcome.